ओम शांति। थॉट कम्स फ्यू टाइम्स अ डे अबाउट एक्सपीरियंसिंग सुपर सेंसेस जॉय, बिकॉज समटाइम्स वी लिसन टू समथिंग एंड इट लुक्स वेरी अट्रैक्टिव, बट इट्स ओनली वेन वी प्रैक्टिस इट और एक्सपीरियंस इट इट बिकम्स रियल। नाउ सिंस मॉर्निंग वेन वी वेक अप देर आर सो मैनी ऑर्गन्स ऑफ द बॉडी एंड इफ देर इज ए पुल और देर इज रिएक्शन, like when we wake up we want to look at Baba, take drishti from Baba, but then if there is pull of eyes are pulled towards something. These days there is so much we can see, right? The thought comes, let me see this something in YouTube or any other thought. And then the ear says its own pull, you want to hear. But also sometimes there is a reaction. If someone says something for me, I hear it. So there is strong reaction. So we have to look at each sense organ. Like Baba says, to pay a lot of attention when you are eating. All attention is not on the taste. Yeah, it should be good. It should be tasty. When you eat in Panda Bhavan, in Madhuban, how tasty the food is, right? Tasty, variety. So Baba doesn't say don't do that. But there shouldn't be the pull. Right? Some they like pakoras, so when they hear word pakora, oh yes, yes, so there is a pull of that taste. But like Dadi Prakashmani used to feed lot of favorite things to devil foreigners, so it's not that one shouldn't be eating. But sometimes there is a strong pull. So we are still taking joy from sense organs. I think gradually for some, because of the health reasons, some changes are happening in their diet. But still once in a while there is a pull, right? So we have to look at our chart. And then we could pay attention to go within and be introverted and feel that inner joy where you are very detached, bodiless, soul conscious, whatever. And in that stage, you experience super senses joy. So why we chose this theme for today? Because tomorrow is our respected Didi Manmohini's day. And one of the very, very known expression of her life was supersensate joy. That is why we used to call her gopis, you know. We will show you, we are not able to figure out, but she used to be very, very much in that intoxication, spiritual intoxication. Because she decided to have relationship with Baba as a friend. Of course, you know, Baba was father for everyone, or mother, father. But she created that relationship. One of Dadi Janki's class, she's sharing that how Dadi Janki always had relationship more as teacher and Sadguru. So Dadi Janki used to be very serious. And one time Didi say, Dadi Janki said, oh, I have to make a lot of efforts. I have to be perfect. Didi said, but do everything with joy. Don't be harsh. Don't be serious. Didi herself was very introverted. But she was very joyful. She was serious, very humorous also. And she liked to, you know, even like when we will share points of knowledge, she will ask questions. So they used to call it like badminton. She will ask question, you have to answer. Then you ask question, she has to answer. So she was like playful. Even while making serious effort, she was not serious. Because she used to say that confluence age is the only age where God, you can make God as friend and be playful with him. I hope you are relating to that. Some of you can see there are a lot of videos, short films on Didi in YouTube. I saw many, many. Some are in Hindi, some are in English. Where they're describing that how Didi with her mother and younger sister left home. And, you know, Didi also was a very, very prominent family of that time. Until now, if you go to Singapore, you will see lot of shops which belong to Didi's family. So was Chandraya family, they used to call. Were very, very, as I said, prestigious family. But Didi came and her renunciation, she didn't even think one time, I was so comfortable at home. Or I had such a nice food at home. But then because she was in a family where they really didn't need it to do any karma yoga because they had a lot of helpers. But Didi started sewing and she said, I'm sewing it because I will earn some money and I want to give that money in charity. If I give charity from my family's income, that won't be my charity. So when she came in the beginning, she told Baba, Baba, I can teach sewing. That's my interest. So many mothers, many kanyas, they all start coming to learn sewing from Didi. Then Didi will talk to them about knowledge, about Brahma Baba, love for Baba because she has so much love. And her mother, I think you all have heard, Baba says Murli in the Murli about Queen Mother. We used to call her Queen because she was very, very royal, very fragile, you know, when I say. But internally, they were very surrender, all of them. As you all know, that one time in Yajna, Baba said, everyone will get millet roti and buttermilk. So millet roti is very healthy, no? Lot of these days, many, even double foreigners eat it. But it takes little more time to digest. Very healthy. So there were many, many who were certainly thinking, oh, they will get sick. Their stomach won't take it. But there are majority of them, Baba is saying it, let's eat that and enjoy. And one of that example was of Didi and Queen Mother. Queen Mother didn't get sick at all. And there were many healthy ones, they got sick. So Baba also used to say, it's not the food, it's also they had very subtly doubt of what will my body take it or not. So Queen Mother was like complete renunciate. Not only that, but she was like Baba's right hand. And Baba used to invite her. She was in Delhi. Why? I have a lot of respect for her because she was my teacher in Delhi. And her teaching was personal, one to one. She will call, give you time, give drishti, and tell you what next step you have to take. We got so used to it. Any kind of service, Baba will mention in Murli, any kind, she will get it done. It's not that all she could do, but many of us were around her. There were many, many young people like Kumaris and many couples, good ones. And in our meetings, she will kind of challenge us, who is going to do this Baba's new project. And it was very, very interesting that, as Baba said on Sunday, that everything is already happened and will happen. Nothing new, you just do it. And now I think back and I said, yes, that's true. Anything which looks like, oh, very tempting, let's do this service, and it will get done. Whether arranging exhibition at new places, new cities, many invitations from many spiritual leaders to go and give talks. Many, many families will invite sisters. So there was many different types of service. And Didi will say, Baba is saying it, so we all have to do it. So she had two types of list. One is what I haven't been able to do in my practical life, that is dharana, of what Baba has said. And like constant whole day is either talking about Murli or are you in remembrance of Baba or planning service whole day. and day used to pass very nicely. Today I was remembering Didi that if she was here today, whole day she will keep us occupied. And churning Murli, planning for service, and teach us all the time what is Brahmin vocabulary. Any word which we spoke was not pleasant. She will say, that's not Brahmin dictionary. So I used to say, what is Brahmin dictionary? She used to say, whatever blessings Baba gave us, we have to share those blessings. So was very, very disciplined, very disciplined, you know, like accurate in her timetable. Whatever is fixed for like 12 o'clock, she has to do it, it will happen. Or her lunch time, everything was fixed. No, she will eat any time. So in a way, it was very good example for us. One day she asked me, you know, those days, like many times I wanted dinner. She said, no, you should eat. I said, no, I don't want to eat three meals. She said, little bit. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, little bit. And then during day, not taking rest. She said, no, half an hour, 40 minutes. Take rest so that in the evening, you are very fresh for giving classes or sitting in the meditation. So even for physical, whether it is food, whether it is rest for the body. And of course, very particular that we sleep in time, as Baba said, 10 o'clock. Baba gave 11, but 10. 10 is good time, at least because when you wake up in the morning, it will be very natural. But if you sleep late, it's hard for Amrit Vela. And even if you will sit for Amrit Vela, then you would want to rest again because body is tired, man. So this kind of discipline, I think we all should try, right? Discipline also. Like people these days offer bhog anytime. That's not the way, right? 12 o'clock is time for us to offer bhog, Brahma Bhojan. You have seen in Madhuban exactly at 12. And same is in the fixed time. Many times in the courtyard, I am sitting, and you see exactly 12 or 7 o'clock, the bhog is being taken in Baba's room. But here, whenever I cook, I will offer, right? And I wonder sometimes. So you keep telling Baba, okay, whenever I come, you will eat. That was not, that's not all. Even now in Madhuban happens. And I tell everyone at center, fixed time for offering bhog. Oh, I will cook either too early or I will cook later. Because they go by their own timetable, not timetable of yajna. So the way, whatever time I have, I will cook, I will offer. It could be 1, 1:30. Or some just offer 10:30 in the morning. If that is the time, then every day. Even if you have 10:30, then every day offer at 10:30. Not one day 10:30, then 12, then 1:30. Some offer even at 2 o'clock, right? So paying attention to these things That accuracy in timetable also helps us a lot, especially for time management. Otherwise, we don't know where the time, how, when, where are you, what you're doing at what time. For whether it is my own eating or for offering bhog. It's really, really helpful if you have timetable, if you have fixed time. Because we do everything what have is my mind, and then we say, well, I was busy with something else, but that's not right, right? No one will say it these days, but accuracy is very, very important, I feel. And that was Didi Manmohini's principle, which she taught us. That offer bhog at the right time, as you give to your body, that time is fixed, and then we give, feed Baba also. So starting from Amrit Vela, for everything, meditation, traffic control, every hour, few minutes. If you have set timetable, you will really know how much time you have. Otherwise, we always feel I do not have enough time because there is no accuracy in timetable. And when you do up to certain time, for me, I say stop. Yes, other things will be tomorrow. I mean, there might be something urgent, but that will always be there is something. So accuracy was one of very important quality of Didi Manmohini. And I know that at centers too, we followed a lot of accuracy. This gives kind of feeling of yagya at the center. Otherwise, like a household, right? Because I know in Lokiks, when they do bhakti, whenever they are free, they go and offer bhog to deities. But for us, it's not that. So look at the timetable and accurate every night before sleeping. Look at your chart. Did I cause sorrow to anyone? Did I get upset during the day? So, see more and more of Didi Manmohini's activities. Om Shanti.